Nolte, national poll shows Trump/Vance plus 5 over Harris/A. Waltz. By John Nolte on August 8, 2024. The latest poll from Rasmussen Reports shows former President Donald Trump maintaining a 5-point national lead over Vice President Kamala Harris, 49-44%. In a 6-way race that includes third-party candidates, Trump has increased his lead from a single point last week to 5 points this week. In a 2-way matchup, 49% of likely U.S. voters would vote for Trump, while 44% would vote for Harris. 4% say they vote for some other candidate and 3% are undecided, writes the pollster. These findings are nearly unchanged from a week ago, which was the second survey since President Joe Biden announced he would withdraw his re-election bid. In a 6-way matchup, adding Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein, Libertarian Party candidate Chase Oliver, and independent candidates Kennedy and Cornell West, Trump gets 49%-44% for Harris, the pollster adds. A week earlier, Trump led Harris by just 1 point in the 6-way matchup. The question now is, has the Kamala/A. Waltz ticket peaked? Harris has led by a minuscule margin in some recent polls, but a CNBC poll, released Thursday, shows Trump up 2 points over Harris, 48-46%. After Biden and the millions who voted for him were kicked to the curb, everyone expected Harris to take a lead over Trump, and that included the Trump campaign. She's new. She's historic. The media are protecting her incompetency by not asking questions. Eventually, though, this exuberance would settle down. There's also the availability of alternative media to do what the corporate media refuses, that Harris and her failed, extremist record. Best of all, Trump is not John McCain or Mitt Romney. He will not allow the corporate media to intimidate him from telling inconvenient truths about the Harris/Waltz ticket in the way McCain and Romney were intimidated by fake fact checks and phony media allegations of racism. The latest polls do not take into account the revelations about Democrat vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz's, MN, questionable service record. Veterans who served in the Minnesota National Guard with Waltz are making credible allegations of stolen valor against the Democrat Minnesota governor. Waltz has repeatedly claimed he went to war. He didn't. When his unit was warned about being called up to Iraq, Waltz suddenly decided to retire and run for Congress. On Wednesday, the Minnesota National Guard also confirmed Waltz's official bio inflated his rank. A statement this week from Army Lieutenant Colonel Kristen Auga, Minnesota National Guard State Public Affairs Officer, said, Governor Tim Waltz served from April 8, 1981, to May 16, 2005. Governor Waltz served in the Minnesota National Guard's 1st Battalion, 125th Field Artillery after transferring from the Nebraska National Guard in 1996. While serving in Minnesota, his military occupational specialties were 13B, a cannon crew member who operates and maintains cannons, and 13Z Field Artillery Senior Sergeant. In Nebraska, he served as a 11Z, Infantry Senior Sergeant, and a 71 Leaders, Administrative Specialist. He held multiple positions within Field Artillery such as Firing Battery Chief, Operations Sergeant, First Sergeant, and culminated his career serving as the Command Sergeant Major for the battalion. He retired as a Master Sergeant in 2005 for benefit purposes because he did not complete additional coursework at the U.S. Army Sergeant's Major Academy. Stolen valor is the kind of sin that cuts across party lines. Rather than explain himself, Waltz is dodging the question. The corporate media, as we all expect, are lying to cover up for Waltz. This disaster not only reflects on Waltz, it reflects on Harris's judgment. Her first consequential decision as a presidential nominee is an embarrassment. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.